Oh yes, guilty movie pleasure fans. We're asking you today to brush up on some Spanish, to wax your surfboards, and to try and stay alive, because we're talking the 2016 shark flick, The Shallows.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's guilty movie pleasure.
This was not a 1990s movie. This was a 2016 movie.
2016,
the year of The Shallows. Hi.
Hey.
Hi there, guilty movie pleasure fans. Thanks for joining us today, and happy early Thanksgiving to you all.
Yes, happy Thanksgiving. Turkey Day.
Yeah. I am your host today, Jesse McIntosh, and joining me on the mic for the very first time in studio, out from the booth, is our producer, Ryan Nilsson.
Producer and a longtime fan.
Look at that.
I've loved Guilty Movie Pleasures for a few years now, and it is an honor, Jesse, to be with you at the desk today. Shout out to Ben Bagley. We miss you.
We
I know you're working. I know you're working. But happy Thanksgiving, and we're thankful for you, and I'm thankful for you to have me on today.
Well, it's very, very nice of you to join us. I'm excited to have you on the show.
Yes.
And just a quick shout out to Jonathan running the booth today.
Jonathan Moulton.
What's up, guys?
What's going on?
Not much. That's just chilling.
Cool. Same.
I was psyched when you asked me on, and I gave you five options.
Yes. I will say, I want to call you out real quick.
Yeah.
Because I texted you and I was like, give me five movies that you want to do on the show. And one of the movies that you gave me was Tremors, which I believe was an episode that you produced of this show.
Yikes. I think it was.
Yeah.
I was just, the first thing that popped in my head, I was like, guilty pleasure.
But that's okay. I wanted you to speak from your gut, which
it was
is what you
gut
did.
Feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you were like, what would be a great episode of Guilty Movie Pleasures, and you chose one, which was, in fact, a great episode of Guilty Movie Pleasures.
It was real.
So, there we go. You did the right thing. You chose with your head and with your heart. But one of the ones you chose was The Shallows, and tell me why you chose it, Ryan.
Yeah, so this is the 2016 Blake Lively shark movie, The Shallows, that first few history moments with me in this movie. I'm kind of connected to this movie in a way. I saw this with my brother over the summer of 2016, and it just has always stuck in my head because he left his retainer there, and I know he had work later that day, and he had just gotten this like really like $300-$400 retainer, and I had to go back and fish in the trash for it, and I found it. Shout out to Brett Nilsson. Also, I interned at the company that made this film.
This is interesting that you led with the retainer story.
I led with the retainer story.
You worked at the company, at the production company that developed and made this film. Go ahead, tell us
about
that.
Bit of a, more personal relationship there. Weimaraner Republic Pictures is the name of the company. This was their first feature that they made, and it was kind of a big deal for them. It was successful, and now they're making a few more things on the horizon. They got one called Harry Haft, which is like this Holocaust boxing movie coming up. But yeah, it was cool to intern with them, and I got to read a lot of what the writer, other of the writer's works, and really get familiar with how he does these sort of Hollywood stories that are, they're inexpensive to make, even though they could appeal to wide audiences. And that was kind of unique about this shark movie. It wasn't really Jaws and that huge spectacle. It was like one location. It's a survivalist movie, and you got one big star, really. And just to put all the weight of the film on her shoulders and see how it goes. And so that's why I like this movie a lot. I don't think it's perfect whatsoever, but it's also a shark movie that's not trying to be Jaws.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. It definitely is trying something, which I think is, I don't say that dismissively. Like that, I was surprised when I watched it.
Right.
We talked before we went on mic that this is, you go into it thinking you're going to watch a shark movie, and you're kind of watching like a family drama unfold.
Yeah. It's about moms.
Yeah.
It's about loss. Like this thing gets deep.
Yeah. It's trying to say something about family relationships. And at the same time, it looks phenomenal.
Oh, this is beautiful.
A stunning movie to watch.
And the first 20 minutes, we'll get into it later,
yeah,
is basically a photo shoot for Blake Lively.
Yeah.
Where it's just like awesome lenses, slow-mo, the surfing. Like, this could be a surfing film. You kind of forget there's even a shark coming.
Right.
But yeah, it's gorgeously shot.
It's gorgeous. They sort of like flip-flop back and forth between like fisheye lens in extreme close up versus GoPro. Like GoPro versus like an like wide shot of this gorgeous beach.
Oh, yeah.
Like helicopter shots.
Helicopter. Yeah, they got some bird's eye view.
Yeah.
It's really a beautifully made film.
The colors are beautiful. It's really like a remarkable achievement, I think.
There was
like,
effort put into this for sure.
Yeah. So you were interning at the company.
That's right.
At the production company.
WRP.
Were you there when they decided to greenlight this?
I wasn't.
Okay.
So this was the year after. This was kind of like, oh, now that we've done something, they're getting more opportunities. It's now starting to grow a little more. Like I said, they got like two or three projects on the horizon. But it's all as a result of this success.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's kind of interesting about this movie. I feel like you get a shark movie every year or so, maybe every 2 years, whether it's like a 47 meters down or deeper, or The Shallows, anything. The shark movie genre is just never going to go away. The blockbuster started with Jaws, and they're probably going to end with them too. So it's really fascinating that just the wide array of shark movies. I really thought you could only do one type of thing, but this was a new angle, and I think a lot of it works. So, just entering at the company, reading what this other writer has done, he's a big fan of just putting like one character, follow their story and surviving something. Like,
okay.
Just put them in these impossible odds and how can they get out of it maybe.
Yeah.
So that's sort of what they're about with their films. And
gotcha.
It's very female driven.
Cool.
As well. Yeah.
Cool. So before we really get into this here, tell me when you first saw the movie, what were your immediate reactions to it?
Well, like you just said, mm-hmm. I was shocked at this whole additional element of the mom coming in, because it just starts out and you're like, this is going to be a fun little shark horror film similar to that. I think there was a movie called Crawl that came out this year about crocodiles.
Mm-hmm.
I was kind of going in hoping for something like that, like a little bit more on the fun side. This movie is not that fun. It's kind of horrifying.
It's like, we were talking about it off mic.
Yeah.
There was a particular scene that I could not watch.
Right.
It was disgusting.
Oh, yeah. It's disturbing in a few moments.
Yeah.
Where just how, wow, they're really taking this quite seriously.
Right.
You're in a bind here. So I was kind of enthralled by it and just how intense it got. But I was also like, you take a step back and you think how certain characters got in this situation, you're like, man, I just really feel like a lot of this could have been avoided. There's just so many accidents that happen very conveniently, and you're like, okay, but more so than any other big blockbuster movie, there's just a lot that goes down to get Blake Lively in this situation and this unrelenting shark. Like, I thought that the shark from Jaws was unrelenting. This one will just not give up.
This one was, first of all, only interested in her.
Only.
There was clearly other life in the water. Yeah. There was a dead whale just ready to be eaten. And it was like,
Nah, fam. Nah, fam.
I'm only interested in this human on a rock for some reason.
Right. And then all the other fishers, it's almost like he takes them out in a way just to terrify her.
Sure.
Like, he likes the fear, the taste.
Maybe he does.
And
we didn't really get to learn a lot about his motivations.
Yeah.
Or what his emotional arc. I'm assuming it's a him.
Well, there's a few things you can guess, and that was what was interesting working at this company and just hearing them talk about the film. Because I just thought of it, oh yeah, it's a fun shark movie. They're like, well, no, the environment is what, there's a bunch of trash in the waters and that clogged the whales. Like blowhole, and that's what made it come to shore and start bleeding, and that drew the shark in. So it's really an environmental awareness film. And you're like, oh, okay, I guess that's a part of it.
Yeah, I might have maybe highlighted that a little bit more if that's what you wanted out of it.
Tiny bit.
I didn't get it at all.
I didn't see it really.
Yeah.
Also, a lot of the characters that are not American, few and far between. In a positive light, maybe.
Sure, sure, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, a few drunk people throughout the film.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Kind of stumble in and out.
We have a pretty disrespectful pair of surfers.
Yeah.
But
jokesters.
Yeah, yeah. I think the main issue, and like I said, we're going to get into the plot in just a moment here, the plot in under 3 minutes. The main issue
that did you
had with Miss Lively. I really liked the movie.
Yeah.
I thought it exceeded my expectations in a lot of different ways.
You don't see it coming.
The main issue that I have with this movie, and anyone who's going out on a solo surf to a remote location in a country that they don't live in, have a ride back.
Yeah.
Have a way to get out of there.
It's like if she, even if she wasn't marooned, I don't know if she's getting back.
Yeah. She would have had to sleep on the beach. There's no one. She like, they took a dirt road for like seemingly miles to get to that beach.
A long time.
No one told her the name of the beach.
And he casually is like, oh yeah, this is like an unmarked trail. How'd you hear about it? And she's like, someone told me.
Yeah. And then we have the sound clip, which we'll get to in a moment. Or actually, let's just do it right now. It's sound clip number two.
Of two?
Yeah.
Let's hear it. Oh, man.
How are you getting out from here?
Uber.
Who's Uber?
If someone, if your ride in says to you, who is Uber, I can almost guarantee that you're not going to be able to catch an Uber.
Who's Uber?
Who is Uber? There's this idea of like a moment before. I don't know what the moment before was with this. How'd she get in this car? How'd she meet this guy?
Don't know.
And also, where's the family? Like, you assume she went on vacation to enjoy that beach and reminisce about her mom with her family, yet she still goes alone. How is she expecting her sister to meet up with her? There's all these questions you're having. Where you're like, how did she get here and no ride back?
She, in fact, didn't go with her family. She went with a friend.
A friend.
I guess, who is like a pretty terrible friend.
Yeah, she's like, I met this guy. I'm just not going to come.
Yeah.
I got a stomach bug. Actually, I'm good. I just don't want to go.
Right.
The whole reason you want to come here, yeah, I'm fine.
Brutal. All right.
Rough.
All right. So let's get into it. Since we started talking about the plot already, let's do the plot in under 3 minutes here.
Oh, here we go. I've never done this. So this is...
How are you feeling? Your emotions.
I'm like, let's see how fast-paced this is. All right.
All right. You guys ready?
Yeah.
You want to lead?
Yeah, I'll kick it off.
All right, cool.
Here we go.
All right. So we find a kid playing soccer on a beach, and he finds a GoPro, and he finds a bitten up...
A helmet with a bite in it.
Yeah, and the surfboard, it's bitten up, and he's like, oh, no, and he runs away. Great. That's the start to the movie. Blake Lively, then we find her in a car with...
Nancy.
Yeah, Nancy with... Carlos. And so they're driving, and he's like, stop looking at pictures on your phone. And she's like, yeah, but my mom. And he's like, all right, but this is beautiful. Look at it.
This
and she's
is beautiful. Like, yeah. Take your face out of the screen.
Yeah. And she's like, okay, Millennium. Yeah, you're right. So they get to the beach, and she's like, what's the name of this beach? And he's like, ha 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 ha. And she's like, okay, but seriously. And he's like, all right, I'm taking off. So she's like, okay. So then there's like a montage of Blake Lively getting naked on the beach.
Yeah, it's surfing.
Yep.
It's a photo shoot, essentially.
Right.
Just going up and down the waves. And they're like, oh, there's two other guys. And hey, what's up? They leave. Also GoPro. And you're like, oh, that's going to come in
that's
later.
That's the GoPro
That's
going
to come in later.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, so then she settles down and goes back into the water. Oh, wait, she FaceTimes her sister.
Yeah.
And they're like, what's up? Oh, you're at the beach. That's sad. Come home. And then the dad's like, don't hang up.
Yeah.
Come home.
He's like, you should be a fighter like your mom was. And then we're like, oh. And so she goes back out for one last surf.
She's like, but she lost anyway.
And the guys leave, and we see underneath the ocean that her surfboard is the one that was bitten up in the beginning. So then she
yikes.
Yeah. So she gets wiped out. She drags across the bottom of the ocean floor and gets all cut up.
Yeah,
and
there's a thing on her leg. Like, she's like, oh, I'm bleeding.
And then we don't see what happens, but it looks like there's just blood.
Blood everywhere.
Maybe bit. So then she comes up and she's like, oh, it hurts. And she sees a whale that's dead. So she swims over to the whale. And just in time, she climbs up on the whale and she makes a tourniquet for her leg.
Yeah, she rips part of her wetsuit off,
mm-hmm.
tourniquets her leg.
Yep.
It's really bloody. Like, oh, God, I'm queasing now.
Yes.
And then there's a shark.
There's a shark. Yep.
In the shallows.
Yes. So then she swims over to a nearby rock and she hangs
she's
out
marooned.
On the rock.
Yeah. Yep.
She sews up her leg, which is what I couldn't watch. She sews up her leg with a necklace and an earring.
And the necklace is like her mom's, and she rips her sleeve again. I think she has a whole sleeve off at this point,
mm-hmm.
and is like, it's at the bite wound. Night falls. It's freezing.
Yep.
It's the next day. The surfer.
She sees a drunk guy. She sees a drunk guy on the beach. And then he steals her wallet and her money.
Phone.
And then, he goes in to get her surfboard, and then he gets eaten. He gets cut in half. Yeah.
Not even eaten.
And then the surfers come back and he's gone. And she's like, no.
Like, stay.
And they're like, we're coming. And then they both get eaten.
They just both vanish. Or one of the guys goes down. And then she's like, come up. And he gets pulled down like a horror movie under a bed and taken.
Yes. And so then she decides she's going to swim to a buoy. So she times a shark. She goes, gets a GoPro. She records something. She goes to the buoy.
Bye, mom.
She goes to the buoy and she fires the flare guns.
Cage.
And then everything catches on fire. And then the shark chases her down to the bottom of the water,
and
she
spikes.
She impales the shark.
And then she's on the beach, and she's like,
"That's 3 minutes."
The Shallows, 2016,
19 something,
19.
I don't know.
Whatever.
2016 is when it actually came out.
Yeah. Wow.
So how is that? Your
that
first
was rough.
Plot in under
I
3 minutes.
I was like, what time? Oh, there's 20 seconds
it
left.
It sneaks up on you.
It
man.
Does sneak up on you. Yeah. Like this movie does. And I really, there were a few things we highlighted over. There's a lot of shots of her just laying on something.
Yeah. There
first,
was.
It's a whale, rock, buoy, rock covered in water.
The beach, the surfboard. Beach. There was one specific shot where I was like, well, okay, when she is like belly down on the surfboard and it's just like in her cleavage. It's like the first time she gets up on the board.
I remember that.
But she starts off
it's
down
a punch in.
And it's just like the full shot is her cleavage. And then she gets up on the surfboard.
Yeah. The male gaze is not absent in this film at all.
Not at all. Not at all. The filmmaker was interested in Blake Lively's performance.
Absolutely. Yeah. Joam Collette. Sarah, who he's done a lot of Liam Neeson films.
I looked this up. Yeah. He does Liam Neeson action movies, and then he did The Shallows.
He got called in. He's like, this is my big thing. And shot it in a very interesting way. And he's supposed to do the upcoming Black Adam with The Rock, which is kind of awesome. But yeah, definitely a seasoned director. They definitely got a good guy for this. There's a lot of shots of her. Mm-hmm. And you can't, I know I mentioned it earlier, you really cannot get around the first 20 minutes is a photo shoot.
Yeah.
And even when she is kind of scarred up, like, she's just gorgeous this entire movie.
Yeah.
Like, she, I don't even know if it's impossible for her to look bad or whatever, but, like, yeah. And for some reason, there's a plot point in the movie where she just has to keep taking things off. Like,
yeah, I would say she's intentionally, it is done intentionally so.
For sure.
Yeah. they did not make this movie starring Paul Giamatti. Let's put it that way.
Although I would love to see that.
I would love to see The Shallows 2 starring Paul Giamatti.
He's just yelling.
He was like, he was also in med school with her for some reason.
Yeah. She's a med school. Oh, yeah. We got to get into that. So she's a med school dropout. Her mom was a fighter. I think died of cancer.
Yeah. We should clarify. Her mom fought cancer, was not a boxer.
Was not a boxer.
She was not like a literal fighter. Yeah. But she fought a disease, it seems, for quite a while.
She's from Texas.
And eventually succumbed. She's from Texas.
Gets made fun of by the surfers. Like, oh, you're a little girl from Texas. They have surfing there? She's like, yeah, half the state's on the coast.
Well, so let's see, actually. She has to apologize, actually, for where she's from to her driver, Carlos. Let's hear clip number one.
Sorry, I'm American.
Sorry.
Yeah, sometimes you just got to lay it out there. You know what I mean?
What's Uber?
Who is Uber? I'm American. I don't know what I'm doing here.
Hey, do you have a ride back? No.
No.
Sorry.
Sorry, I'm American.
Sorry.
American.
Yeah. I'll figure it out. We always do.
We always figure it out. We always persevere.
Yeah.
USA.
We just fall down. We fall upwards. Mm. That's how they say it, right?
That's right. Coming up to the surface. Shallows.
Yes. way to tie that knot. That was well done. okay. So we're driving out to this beach that is very meaningful for her. Her mom did a photo shoot at this beach while she was pregnant with her. And for some reason, she has exactly 3 photos in her phone. They are 2 of her mom at this beach and 1 of her mom after undergoing chemo, just to give us a little exposition
it's
about
like
saying it.
Just one flip.
Yeah. Those are the 3 that she
slides
saved.
Over and it's like that to that.
She has a lot of podcasts in her phone.
Right.
So she doesn't have a lot of space for photos.
She may have
photos.
All just dedicated to mom.
Yeah. So it's just these 3 photos.
And the way they
has.
Show the phone in this movie, like, I feel like a lot of shows have gotten creative with that. I know, like, House of Cards was the first thing to do the text bubbles. This one, it shows it almost like it's one of those makeup folding mirrors where it just opens up and it's like on the screen with you. And it's kind of, it's cool, but it's a little off-putting because, like, you're just in this jungle desert, like, rural area.
Yeah.
So every time it happened, you're like, okay, interesting. Like, we're zooming on the phone.
I wonder if there were more of it, because we only really have like an isolated 10 minutes of her not in the water. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like, if we had experienced it for longer in the film, I think we would have learned, like, visually learned how to understand it and watch it.
Right.
But it is just sort of like, it's a little jarring because you don't see it. Like that?
Yeah. Like a music video when she's surfing, and then it's this hardcore drama, soap opera, maybe a little bit, when she's FaceTiming her dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
she gets to the beach.
She finally makes it. She identifies the beach. This is the one. and she sees these two surfers out there in the water. So she goes sort of for surfing community, and they're very rude to her. This is what they say.
Careful, gringa. Drop out here for a little girl from Texas.
That's so rude.
That's very rude. I actually looked up the names. So one of them's Carlos. The Carlos is the guy who drove her.
Yes.
Uh-huh. These two guys, just surfer.
Oh, brutal.
Surfer one and surfer two.
So that's maybe that's what they had internalized. They were like, she doesn't care about us.
Right.
Why would we care about Nancy?
Drop out here for a little girl from Texas.
Yeah, she kind of takes it personally. She's like, nah, yeah, I'm good.
Yeah,
I'm
okay.
Not coming over.
I'm staying here. This is where I'm comfortable, away from you guys.
Later. Surfing right next to them.
Best friends.
Best
friends. Listen.
You could take out whatever song. They had like this pop song that was just blaring. Like you're at a rave. And every time this goes underwater, it mutes. If you just substituted any other kind of like friendship song, it would have fit perfectly.
I think I what I learned from this movie is that to make friends, you just have to catch a wave together.
That's right.
I thought that like you couldn't. I'm not a surfer, so I don't know this to be the case. But I thought that you are not supposed to catch the same wave as someone. I thought
it's
that
dangerous.
Was dangerous.
It's dangerous.
And they're just strangers. They don't know each other and their surfing language. But
I
they're
surfed
all just,
once.
Yeah, did you?
I did, yeah. I went to Hawaii.
Nice.
Did that. And that was humble a rule brag. They taught us. Yeah. Humble brag. But we did take surfing lessons and I actually hit someone because they rode the same wave.
Uh-huh.
Legit.
Wait, they did it to you or you did it to them?
I did to them. Oh. They, yeah, I did to them.
Yeah.
I hit them. And they were like, never again. And I was like the last time I got on the board.
Listen, hopefully that person listens to the Guilty Movie Pleasures podcast, and we would just like to apologize.
Whoops.
On behalf of the show. We take responsibility for that as a show.
Yes. back to the show.
Yeah, so yeah, I actually put in here, in my notes, surfing, exclamation points, and then I put, now they're friends, question mark?
Besties.
Yeah, so this is...
Which, it's kind of her fault that they die.
It's I don't know. Take
if
some personal
responsibility. If she didn't ride with them, maybe they wouldn't have been like, oh, there she, yeah, but.
I think they were coming out to swim anyway.
You
think so? Coming out to ride. So then, yeah, we get the FaceTime with the family. We get this little bit of exposition of like, she's got a younger sister who looks up to her. She's got a dad who she's disappointed by dropping out of medical school.
Yeah.
But she dropped out of medical school because some people cannot be saved. And she's been disillusioned by the fact
totally
that her mom was beyond help.
And there's a sense of forlorn. The dad's like, come home.
Mm-hmm.
Nancy, just come home. Yeah. Like he knows
something's
going to happen.
Wrong.
Yeah.
By the way, amazing that she got service out there. I would just like to say
completely.
In a remote part of, again, a foreign country.
Right.
That you needed a dirt road to get to. It's
the beach doesn't have a name.
Yeah, good on her for getting a FaceTime signal.
Right. I mean, that's AT&T. But,
sure.
But yeah, and the dad is just like, clearly disappointed with her. I actually thought it was really sweet that she would even go to that beach. Like, that's
yeah.
a great way to honor
yeah.
your mom.
Right.
And just like surf it up.
Yeah, I maybe would have told them though. Hey,
probably would have shown. Yeah.
Headed to the mom beach.
By the way.
Yeah, just a little heads up.
Here's where I'm at.
So, and now her friend is going on a date, we find out. Mm. Once again, the worst friend imaginable. Never travel again with this friend.
Yeah, she texted, don't wait for me, meeting up with cute guy from last night, wink face.
Yep, so.
What the, that's Anna.
And Anna's not even like, hey, hope you're having a great time.
Hope you're honoring, yeah.
Hope it's going,
a big
yeah,
day for
hope
you.
Hope the ceremony that you're presiding over is going well.
Wish I could be there.
Yeah.
No, it's just
none
like,
of that.
Cute guy from last night,
yeah.
I'm going to see him.
Round two.
Have fun with your mom photo shoot beach.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
So she goes back out, starts angry surfing. And
angry surfing.
That's what I put in my notes.
There you go.
So again, I'm not a surfer, but this is what it looked like to me.
Mm-hmm.
The two guys are like, we're getting out of here. Are you done? And she's like, no, I'm not done.
Far from it.
Yeah.
I'm not over it.
I'm just beginning, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And so she watches them leave. And then, like I said, we get the underwater shot of the bottom of her surfboard. It's the same like winky
right.
face on the surfboard Ooh. That was chewed up in the beginning.
Something's going to happen.
So we're like, something's going to happen.
GoPro, something's going to happen.
Dolphins pop up.
Yeah, they have
a
dolphin fake
point.
Out. Because
yeah.
the whole time is like, POV under the water, something's
right.
there, dolphins.
Dolphins, a whole school of dolphins who
yeah.
apparently are just safe.
A flock.
Yeah, they're fine.
They're completely harmless.
But then we see the whale. There's a whale there. There's just a lot of
there's
marine
just
life
thing.
In the shallows.
Yeah,
there's like a lump.
You're like, what is that?
Yeah.
Oh, it's
a lot of birds flocking around it.
There's a big gouge in the middle of it, like something
right.
took a bite out of it.
Right.
A little oily.
Yeah, it's
yeah.
it's not ideal. It's not what you want out of
I just don't know how you don't notice that experience. While you're hitting waves.
Well, they were just too caught up in their friendship.
That's right.
In their budding friendship. So she like we said in the plot in under 3 minutes, mm-hmm. she wipes out. She gets dragged across the
coral.
Floor of the ocean along the coral
reef.
And then she gets bit
Yikes.
In the leg. We don't yeah. see what happened to her, but she reacts and she pops up frantic. And
Scared.
She starts, yeah, she starts swimming towards this mound.
Right.
We realize it's a whale. She gets on top and we see for the first time the shark.
Yeah. And you're like, oh, snap.
Now it's on.
This is it.
Yep.
This is now a survival movie.
Yes.
And she cannot get out of the shallows.
And it's a good thing that she is a medical student because she knows how to take care of her wound.
That's right. Even though she dropped out, she still has some of the knowledge.
They had already covered shark bite survival.
Right.
In one of the first few years
Here's
of medical
how you
school.
Make a tourniquet
yes.
out of a wetsuit.
Yes. So
and
she
a
does.
Necklace.
So she does. Mm-hmm. Excellent work out of her. The guys drive away. She's trying to get their attention. They drive away. They give us a fake out of them stopping. And one of the long hair right. guy gets out and like just throws a cord back into the,
you know, you see, you have to take her bag.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
No,
it's just, they stopped for absolutely no reason.
He was just moving something out of the sand road that he could have driven around.
Right, right, yeah. right. and then they leave. So that's too bad. The shark starts knocking over the whale. This
right.
Rather than eating the whale, the shark is like, no, I would like to eat. I would like to eat that woman on top of it.
The fresh blood, in a way.
Sure. Yeah, yeah.
That's how
yeah.
I rationalize
I got
it.
One bite, and I enjoyed it.
There's tons of dolphins around.
There's a lot of other stuff you can go after.
I'm just going to wait for her.
Uh-huh. So she gets launched into the water and she actually sees a buoy and a rock.
And she's like, which one?
Which one? The buoy's too far away, so she goes for the rock.
Between a rock and a buoy place.
Nicely done.
Nicely done. And yeah, goes for the rock.
Yep. So she goes for the rock, and she sort of like takes a breath at this point. She evaluates where she's at.
Right.
She, I think, sets her watch for, because we get the same like cell phone thing with the watch.
Yeah,
of, like,
for the tide.
Low tide and high
she
tide.
She wants to know when the tide's coming in.
Sure.
It's
I
like,
would too.
I got plenty of rock now, but later, oh.
Yep. Yep.
So yeah, she sets that timer and that's really smart, resourceful of her. So you know she's got some kind of survival instincts, medical experience, so on and so forth.
Yeah.
She's good. She's bleeding, though, and she's losing feeling in her foot.
In her foot.
She's yep. almost like talking to it. It's almost like that moment from Kill Bill where she's like, move your big toe.
Yes.
And she does.
She does. She actually spends a lot of time talking to herself.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah. Herself and...
it.
Another thing later.
Yeah. Yes. It just became, to me, a little bit distracting. I understand why they did it.
Right.
But it was a little bit like, okay, I get, like, all right. I get that you're having to give us information here, but, like,
yeah,
this is...
Yeah, you should probably be quiet down because
yeah, yeah.
there's a shark, like,
sure.
listening in.
So there's an extremely social bird that won't leave the rock. We find out it has a dislocated wing. But I was like, why isn't this bird, like, getting the hell out of here? I don't understand how it dislocated
its
wing.
At her.
Yeah.
And she's like, hey, she's, but wait.
It's like,
stay.
It's a pretty cool bird, though.
Stay.
I like you.
Yeah. And she starts talking to it. And I think Jonathan was reading the synopsis before.
Stay.
Jonathan was reading the synopsis before. And they named the bird Steven Seagal.
She, yeah.
yeah.
She says it at one point. She says it when she's recording the video for her mom. But so here's an example of her talking to herself. Sound clip number 4. So she's stitching herself up here.
Novocaine injections too. Not in the area. Just gonna feel a little pressure, but I'm not gonna feel the stitches, okay? Okay.
Oh!
Oh god!
Ooh.
Oh god!
Yikes!
Oh, man.
There's not much warning.
There
isn't.
I know
she's like, hey, you're going to feel some pressure. But then she just screams at the top of her lungs.
So in defense, now I'm going to like, oh, God. I'm going to do a 180 on her talking to herself only because when I was watching this particular part, I started talking to myself.
Yeah.
And I was like, she's not going to use that, is she? No. She's not going to stitch herself up with that necklace, is she? What is she doing with those earrings? I was literally saying it out loud to myself watching this.
It was a hard thing to watch.
It was impossible to watch.
It's like a scene out of a war movie where someone, they're getting the bullet out and just trying to patch it up.
Yes.
It's pretty rough.
I did at this point, she spent a lot of time working on this. She ate a crab. She spit the crab out because it was gross. The bird then ate the crab.
Picky.
I wrote in all caps in my notes, where's the shark? Why has it taken some time off here?
I have no idea where it is.
It was pretty adamant about getting her off that whale. And then when she got on the rock, it was like, all right, I'll wait.
And when there's a subtle line earlier in the film where the surfers are like, you almost got caught over there. She's like, yeah, the tide almost like trapped me.
Yeah.
So I think that is making her realize I can't just go for it.
Sure. Sure.
No matter what time of day.
Yep. Okay. So then we see a guy on the beach and he is passed out.
Drunk.
Passed out drunk, face down in the sand.
Like the bottle's empty.
And she is screaming at the top of her lungs. We get his POV.
Yeah.
And we can barely hear her, but somehow it wakes him up from a stone cold drunken stupor.
Blackout.
He's a mess.
He's gone.
We don't know how. He maybe Ubered there. I'm not sure how he got there.
Where is he coming from?
I don't know, but he's there.
And he's like, bag.
She didn't notice. And so he shows up and he thinks it's funny that she's waving. So he waves back. And then she's like, over there, my phone.
I laughed so hard at the wave back. Yeah. Like, that's so great.
He stumbles over to the bag. He grabs cash, grabs the phone. Puts the phone in his pants, and then sees the surfboard, and for some reason is like, also going to get that surfboard.
I want that.
Yeah.
I want that.
So he goes in, and she's like, no. And
you don't see anything. It's just a tight,
yep,
a one on Blake Lively.
Yep.
And you just hear, like drunk noises.
Right.
And then just, like, almost like a dog ripping, like, a bone apart.
Yeah, he gets got.
And then they cut back to him, and I don't even know what happened. The sounds don't really match up.
Don't know, because you can see his bottom half is like still at the break.
It's there. A little bit. Yeah. And he's crawling and not yelling.
No, he's just like crawling back onto the sand. Like, where's my bottle at?
It's like in Star Wars after Anakin gets his like whole entire torso ripped off. And he's just like, yeah. And you don't see him again, really.
No, he disappears. Yeah. This was a question that I had. When the surfers come back in the morning, where the hell is drunk guy?
They don't see the drunk guy.
He's gone. A cleanup crew came through, and we're like, we got to get rid of drunk guy.
But I think they do see him at the very end.
Do they?
Yeah, because the kid's like, she's out there, and he's looking at the carcass.
Uh-huh.
But the two surfers just miss him.
My concern when he walks into the water to get the surfboard, I was like, oh, bro, just put the phone in his pocket. Now he's walking to the water.
Yeah.
That's a mistake, but that never mattered.
Never
that mattered. Was just like, he's about to get eaten, so it doesn't matter.
Right.
All right.
Next morning.
I also wrote when she's calling for help. She has been like speaking pretty good Spanish this whole time, like broken Spanish. But when she's calling for help, not a word of Spanish. She's
zero.
Making no effort to communicate with this guy other than, hey, telephone. All right. So the two guys come back. We got to sort of
crunch here. Crank it up.
So the two guys come back, she's like,
GoPros
no.
GoPro's on the head.
He's constant GoProing.
Yeah.
They come back, and she's like, no. And they start coming out, and
she's like, go back.
Sorry about that.
Go back.
And they, long-haired guy immediately gets eaten.
Oh, the shark comes out of the water like a dolphin and grabs him from the head.
Yes.
Up. And the other guy doesn't even notice.
Other guy's too busy GoProing.
Yeah. He's just recording. And then the wave goes up and he's gone.
Yes.
You don't even see the second attack.
But then he's on the rock, halfway on the rock, and she's like, are you okay?
I'm like, come pull on. Him up.
She's not helping at all.
Yeah, he's just holding onto his wrist.
Yeah.
Like, it's almost like Mufasa in Lion King, and like along with the king.
She's just like, he's like, I need help. He gets none.
Pulled.
He just gets pulled back into the water.
Yanked.
It's over for him. And then the helmet starts floating.
Pool of blood.
And she's like,
that's
where
the bike came from.
GoPro. I need to get that. For some reason, I'm not really sure. I do have a sound clip. I don't know where in the movie this is from, but this is her talking to the bird, number 5.
Sound clip number 5.
Stay. Good bird.
All right.
So, the bird that's keeping her company.
Yeah, she's her best friend, the bird.
Yeah. But yeah, so now both we've had three deaths.
Yes.
The drunk guy is dead, yes. And those two servers are dead. All hope is lost. She has to leave this rock.
Well, because the tide's coming up. So she's like, I got to get to that buoy, but first I have to get this GoPro, but first I have to save the bird. So sound clip number six, she saves the bird's wing, and she said, and the bird bites her, and she says this to the bird.
Right.
Hey. That's a terrible way to say thank you.
She would have made a great nurse.
Her bedside manner is incredible here.
But in a way, it almost shows her, like, hey, you probably could have been a good nurse. Yeah. You can heal a bird.
She would have been a good doctor, even.
Good doctor, yeah.
So then physician. I put, why does she want the camera so badly? I don't know, but she goes for it.
Leaves a message.
She risks her life. But yes, she leaves a message. However, I'm going to skip ahead here to number eight, because this is where she starts the video. And this is Blake Lively, fan of the Guilty Movie Pleasures podcast, giving the plot of the movie in under 3 minutes.
This is Nancy Adams. It's April 26, 2016. If you find this, please send help right away. I've been attacked by a shark. He's killed three other people since I got here. He's still circling, so...
Uh-oh.
Oh, we missed it.
Did it cut?
I think it cut.
Oop, I minimized something and cut it. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
All good.
He's got this...
There it goes.
...big old whale over here, but that's the problem. I swam right up onto his feeding ground. I've been bitten pretty deeply into my gastroc and quad muscles. I have a deep gash running vertically down my medial thigh, and then it turns lateral just above my knee. And right here, there's one going across my posterior calf.
There's not a doctor there.
I'm losing a lot of blood, gangrene setting in.
This information is not necessary.
Right.
I don't think I have much.
She's not live streaming this.
Send help.
Yeah.
In the video.
It's going to be taken by the tide in a few minutes. About 200 yards off the shore on this beach.
Never found out what it was called.
So,
some Carlos, and then we get real. It gets real.
This is useless.
Okay, you can cut it there.
Yeah.
This I love that she goes through all that, and then she goes, well, this is useless. Like, yeah, I know. I don't know why you did that.
It was almost taking a page out of 127 Hours, where he's just vlogging the whole time. And
yeah, but he's doing it the whole time.
Right, and that's more likely someone will find it.
Yeah.
Because it's a cave, it's on land. This is the water,
and you're giving, like, real-time updates on your condition, as if, like, whoever finds this is going to be like, well, when we find her, we're going to need these supplies.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what she intends to
gain. If you get off the beach
by this,
you're going to the hospital.
Someone's
going to
find you, and they're going to assess themselves what it is they need.
She thinks someone's going to bring that stuff and then save her.
I don't understand if she thinks that she's on, like, Facebook Live or what is going on here.
It's nuts.
She's, like, giving directions. She's like, I don't know what the beach is called.
Right.
Like, yeah, whoever found this knows what the beach is called.
No one knows what the beach is called. But she leaves the rock.
Yes.
She goes to the buoy.
Yes.
And it becomes a cage. It's like a shark cage.
It is.
And that was horrifying. But she realizes that the oil,
mm-hmm.
the blubber?
From the whale. Whatever's been oozing out of the whale.
Whatever's been just pouring out is flammable. And there's a flare gun.
Yes.
On the buoy.
Yes.
Which you're like, here we go.
Yep.
We're going to see some sharks on fire.
Yeah.
And we get sharks on
we
fire.
We get sharks on fire. She first tries to shoot the shark. And she doesn't really hit it.
It's a whiff.
And then it circles back around. She shoots the blubber in the water mm-hmm. and just flames engulf everything.
Yeah.
Just momentarily. it lights up. The shark goes under.
The shark's on fire for a second.
Yep. And then the shark starts banging into this buoy, unlodging it.
Which
from
she probably would have ran away after something like that.
I would think so.
It's like, no, it's a wolf. This is its prey.
Right. Yes. Yeah. We skip the jellyfish part. Doesn't matter.
Yeah. Although horrifying.
It knocks her off of the buoy, and she starts swimming down to the bottom.
Mm. In the chain. The chain that was holding the buoy,
yes.
She unlinks, so it's being pulled back in.
Yes.
So she's getting pulled down
to the
bottom.
She's getting pulled. She hooks herself up to the chain before unhooking that part from her leg. So she very easily could have had her leg ripped off.
She very easily could have had what happened to the shark happen
yes.
to her.
Yes. So she starts getting pulled down. The shark is chasing her down. We get this cool underwater
it's
shot
great. Just a tracking.
Of the shark gaining on her. She flips around, scoots right out of the way, and the shark directly into metal.
Metal.
I would assume.
Shrapnel.
Shrapnel just impales itself and crunches into the bottom of the water. Yeah. It's like a like an aluminum can.
Exactly. Like an aluminum. Like a soda just getting.
Yeah.
And I think there's a sound effect that's just like.
Kinda. And then she like admires her work for a while on the bottom of the ocean. Is like, yo, get out of here, man. Like,
go to the surface.
Get up to where the air is. Oh my gosh. They do something in this movie which drives me crazy. I know we're running out of time. And that they do in every single movie or show where people are underwater, where the actor has their eyes wide open. I'm like, how are you doing this?
Yeah.
How is this possible? I can't open my eyes in the shower.
Yeah, especially salt water. Yeah, I cannot do it. I timed her for the underwater time because I always hold my breath when people go underwater in movies. Yeah. She was underwater for 2 minutes after she screamed her air out.
Yeah.
So, like, she got the shark's there and she goes, ah.
She was already in a deficit.
Already a deficit. 2 minutes preceded of her underwater. Nuts.
She's
good on you, Blake Lively.
Maybe she is a superhero. We're just unaware of it.
She's Michael Phelps.
There you go.
Yeah. But the shark's dead, and she's just, like, had it.
Yes.
She's done.
Yes.
I don't even think she swam to shore. Like, the next morning,
Carlos and the kid find her.
And she happens to be facing up.
Yeah. Yep. And he pulls her out. She revives. He doesn't, like, try and do the whatever.
There's no CPR. No resuscitation.
None of that. He just, like, lays her out, and she revives herself.
Water comes out.
A lot of water comes out.
And Carlos is like, damn.
Yep.
What's an Uber?
Like, yeah. Follow-up question.
Yeah.
I Googled Uber. How did you expect to get one?
There is a post-credit where he is an Uber driver.
Good for him, man. Mm. Make that money, Carlos. And then she shows up on the beach with her family, and her dad's like, hey, your mom would be proud of you. What a weird moment for you to tell her that.
Exactly.
Dad.
The shallows were almost the gallows for you, Blake Lively.
Ooh.
I know, right? That's pretty good.
Well, on that note.
On that note. Yeah, the shallows. I mean, how do you think it's pretty guilty?
Or do you think it's
good?
I think it's really good. I think it's guilty in terms of like in the genre aspect of it. I think makes it guilty, but I think it is an elevated version of that.
Of a shark movie.
Yeah, I think it was really, really impressive.
It offered something different.
Definitely. And I highly recommend it to anyone who hasn't seen it. It's under an hour and a half. It's an easy watch.
Quick watch.
It's really interesting, kind of gruesome at times, but really good shark movie.
Yeah.
And survival movie.
Yeah, fun survival movie. So that's about it.
Yeah, so there you go. Thank you again for joining us for another episode of Guilty Movie Pleasures. I hope you all have a very happy Thanksgiving. Where can they find you, Ryan?
They can find me at Ryan Nilsen, NILSEN on Twitter, and at Ryan Nilsen _ on Instagram. Where can they find you, Jesse McIntosh?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Too Much Jesse for Sketch at the Prom Losers. You can find us on Twitter at Guilty Movie Guys. Please rate and review us anywhere you listen to podcasts. Watch us on YouTube. Leave us comments. We'd like to talk to you about this movie. And I'd like to find out what you think of Pixels. until next time, what is your guilty movie pleasure?
Happy Thanksgiving.
Producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.